Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, good morning. As always, another beautiful Saturday morning. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Wetzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
Welcome, everybody, to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. And Kristen, last week, we had Sam Perkovich on, I believe. Yes?
We did have Sam. What a great story. You know, I'm doing your great storyline. What a great story. It's funny to think back and how it wasn't that long ago that women didn't have the same opportunities as men. You feel like it's been years and years and years, like it was decades ago, but really, I mean, this is the 70s. This wasn't 1910.
Yeah. So you talk about overcoming adversity, and she certainly gave us a very good example of that as a woman employee at, I think it was
United.
United Airlines at the time.
United or US Air?
Yeah, one of those. But anyway, good story. But wow, what a bounce back and a great career in corporate America. And now Parkside Realty and the owner and founder of that firm here, which is a very successful real estate broker, and also president of Palm Coast Arts Foundation, which is an organization that's really trying to drive our cultural change and appreciation for the arts here in Flagler County. So as you said, it was a great interview. Now let's bring on our guest for today, Mike Cimento. Mike is the founder of Cimento Sellis Dwyer, a rather significant sized and very successful law firm here in Flagler County. Welcome, Mike.
Well, thank you, Howard.
So, Mike, I think you were the first law firm in Palm Coast. Is that correct?
That's correct. I don't know where the last 40 years have gone, but located my family and my law practice up here originally in Flagler Beach and then in the Palm Coast in 1973. So wow. It's been a good run, and it's 40 years. I'm very proud.
Yeah, you celebrated 40 years last year.
That's correct.
And congratulations. That's a heck of an achievement. Mm-hmm. How did you get here? What brought you down here?
Well, that's a good question.
And also, what made you get into being an attorney?
Well, being an attorney, it was something that was always interesting to me from the high school years. I took, if you all remember back in those days, we took these achievement tests to tell you what they would what you might be best to do. And mm-hmm. I turned out to be a, believe it or not, a forest ranger and an attorney. Don't ask me why. But
that seemed diametrically opposed.
Exactly. But I enjoyed history and I enjoyed reading, and the law always struck me as something that I was interested in doing. And I just followed that that thought and that dream and that goal and was lucky to accomplish it.
Was it a difficult journey, or was it rather easy?
Well, you know, I guess the format of the show here is to, you know, talk about people that what they went through in mm-hmm. terms of obstacles, and you know, you look back and you don't see them as obstacles.
That's exactly
right. You see them as opportunities mm-hmm. and accomplishments.
Yeah. That's how we overcome them, Mike.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we tend to forget about it. It just becomes part of our DNA.
Absolutely.
It's who we are.
Absolutely.
And what I'm trying to do is pull them back up mm-hmm. so people who are facing their own challenges know that they may see Mike Cimento and might see your building there and read your name, but they need to know that you went through some of the same things that they're going through.
Sure. You know, there's a good friend of mine told me one time, and it's really something that I subscribe to, that it only takes 20 years to become an overnight success.
Right.
And I think many of the people today, especially the young people, need to subscribe to that.
Absolutely.
They see the fast successes of these internet companies and mm-hmm. this and that. Mm-hmm. But there's no substitute for setting your goals. First having a dream, mm-hmm. making a goal, mm-hmm. making a plan, and making a commitment to succeed. And good things come to that. I tell my people, you know, unless you're up at the plate taking your swings, you're never going to hit a home run from the bench.
Absolutely. And you are going to miss the ball quite often.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, perseverance and hard work, there's no substitute for that.
Yeah. So given the size of your law firm, is that how you would measure success? Or how would you you're clearly successful, but how do you measure it? If somebody says, you know, Mike, how do you measure success?
Well, you know, I thank you for the compliment, but I definitely don't measure success as wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Don't measure success as possessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm going to be 70 years old this year. It's hard to believe. And as I reflect back on it, you know, the epitaph of my accomplishments is I want to be known as he was a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not a good lawyer, not a great lawyer. Not a good businessman, not a wealthy person, just that he was a good guy. And you come into this world with your name and reputation, and that's what you go out with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I measure success.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, you, if you work hard, you achieve some success in your business or profession. Most importantly is family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can reflect back and take pride in having a good family, good relationships with your children, and your wife, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the ways that I measure success, not necessarily in accomplishments or wealth.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hear that quite often, Mike, with the people on the show. And it's an amazing pattern that people who are very successful are the ones that are least likely to measure success through wealth or a position, but generally through what brings them value. On a personal level, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's
so,
correct.
It's amazing how common that is. So, you know, my compliments to you on that for sure.
Well, thank you.
Now you, I know you've got an acronym that you use to, describe success. Is it HESS?
Oh, I heard that somewhere. Yeah. You know,
HESS for success.
Yeah. I'll get to that. I think people ask me, you know, what are the ingredients of being a successful lawyer or a successful whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the ingredients are really threefold. One, when I look at aspiring attorneys, I look at, you know, do they have people skills?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have knowledge and experience? And are they willing to work hard? And neither one of those attributes are exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be yourself. You can't put on airs.
Mm-hmm.
Just be yourself when you're talking with people, as your people skills. Treat people with empathy. You mm-hmm. meet the same people going up the ladder that you do coming back down.
Absolutely.
And, people will measure you that way.
Mm-hmm.
And again, don't put on airs. I like to say you leave your resume at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge and experience, naturally. You got to work hard to be good at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our firm, we advertise a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You see us on billboards. You see us on the back of the buses and mm-hmm. whatever. But, you know, we live by the mantra that the best form of advertising is satisfied clients.
Absolutely.
And referrals from them.
Mm-hmm.
And that only comes from doing a good job. You cannot bluff your way through. You got to know your trade. And lastly is hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult balancing a technique to be good at what you do. You got to work hard, but you have to balance, you know, lifestyle with family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell my people, I said, and I chide them, but always with family involved, is it doesn't cost us anything more to keep our offices open on Saturdays or Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a little perplexed look from them, but eventually they understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then lastly, up to the HESS theory, I heard that. And I said, well, we work by the HESS theory. That's holidays, evenings, Saturdays, and Sundays. So again, there's no excuse for hard work, but those I think are the three ingredients that anyone that's aspiring to their goals, their dreams, have got to keep those in place.
One of our guests said that it's about meeting your client's expectations and then exceeding them.
That's true.
Right.
That's a good way.
We're
going to
take a break right now so we can get a word from our sponsors. You are listening to Against All Odds with our guest, Mike Cimento, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with our guest, Mike Cimento. We were just talking about Mike's success and his Hess theory and his basis for giving advice and how to be successful. But in this segment of the show, we generally talk about overcoming challenges and obstacles and adversity. And Mike, you've been in business for 40 years. And I know there have been peaks and valleys over those 40 years, even to include the most recent recession. What have you learned? What did you learn that allowed you to be successful over that period?
Well, again, that's a good question. And as we reflect back, it was just hard work and effort. Mm-hmm. When I first came to Flagler County, that was in 1973, there was a there was probably only about 6,600 people in the community, and I always like to tell the story, but I won't go into depth, but what the county was like back then. We had, we didn't even have any traffic lights. We had one school, and, I moved into the Palm Coast area, and,
Was there a Palm Coast?
In 73, there was,
you're right.
Mm-hmm. There was, my home that I had moved into was like, I think it was the 77th home that had been constructed. And the, ITT had their, offices up there, and they would send their office, boy or mm-hmm. whatever, down to the post office in Flagler Beach, and he would collect everybody's mail and bring it up to us. So, and there was no shopping and no handy ways. You know, you have to come to Flagler Beach for a loaf of bread or a gallon mm-hmm. of milk. And back in those days, a carton of cigarettes, but I don't smoke anymore. But anyway, it's changed significantly. So mm-hmm. some of the challenges, initially were, you know, coming up and having, I guess, the vision and the commitment, in such a small community. And, you know, I was readily accepted by, I can reflect back on a number of the, quote, pioneers in Flagler County at that time that, mentored me and helped me along the way in terms of becoming accepted into the community. And then, with ITT in our community, we don't realize how lucky we were to mm-hmm. have such a significant force in terms of
an investment that they made.
Exactly. And, yeah. mm-hmm. and you know, along the way, the Palm Coast started to grow and, you know, I look at it that I was just, a big fish in a mm-hmm. small pond, and I was just lucky to be in the right place at the right time. I worked hard. No question about that. But, you know, it was relatively easy to be a success because we were such a growing community.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that vision, because I think what you're saying isn't the vision for your company, but the vision that you shared with others about the potential for Palm Coast and Flagler County. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we would we reflect that there were not many and there still aren't many places. I still am. You know, I've been here 40 years and raised my family and have been successful in this community. And there's not many communities that can offer what we have had mm-hmm. to offer and still have to offer. I mean, the amenities that we have, I always subscribe to a great community is your institutions of government, education, and healthcare. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've done a pretty good job with those three institutions mm-hmm. here. And then we have the big pond out here to the east that is a wonderful amenity. We're close to large cities of Jacksonville and Orlando. And then you think about it, there's not too many places that have such easy access off of I-95 to the shoreline and the oceans. I mean, you go to Charleston, you have to drive 45 minutes an hour off of I-95 yeah. to mm-hmm. get there. So Flagler County is still postured. It'll still come back with the baby boom generation working through their difficulties that we've all incurred over the past 5 to 8 years. The everybody will recover, and we're still going to see an influx of
so you believe,
coming down
you
here.
Subscribe to the view that there's still more growth in front of us, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We look around our community. We have new roads. We have new schools. We have nice new shopping areas. The prices now are bottoming out and relatively inexpensive properties, homes. So there's no question about it. And we'll come back. I think we'll come back stronger than what we did in the heyday. In the heyday, it was kind of artificial. It was unreasonable expectations.
Heavily based on residential.
Yeah. And not sustainable. The prices, they just weren't sustainable. But I think Flagler will be bigger and better. And and we'll start seeing it. Hopefully, we're disappointed that we haven't seen it as quickly as some of our neighboring communities in Florida. But, you know, we were so far in the hole with what we had that, you know, we're coming back piece by piece.
Good. You know, Mike, you turned the business over to your son. He's now the
managing. Yeah.
So tell me about that. Why did you make it? When did you make it? And how is that working?
Well, you know, Michael's been with me 15 years. And I reflect back, and he doesn't remind me of anything of the kid I knew when he was 17, 18. It was a hot dog. But he's matured very nicely. I never pushed him or aspired for him to be a lawyer. He was a engineer by trade and worked in civil engineering, but also in doing so with dealing with real estate development and aspired to be a lawyer. And when he was when he did decide to go, I said, well, listen, I really don't, you really need to expect when you graduate that you go somewhere else, for a couple years of seasoning and mentoring and not with your dad. And that's the game plan that we had. And then he joined me about 15 years ago. And I'm, you know, I'm not saying this to put a plug in, but I've been really blessed with him because, I don't know that there's nothing as heartbreaking to bring kids or family into the business and they turn out to be a schmuck. he had all, he has all the ingredients and better than I do in terms of people skill, knowledge and experience, and in particular hard work. So it's worked out very nicely for me, and I'm very, very, proud of him and very, very, satisfied and happy that the firm is in good hands and will continue to grow.
Well, you know, when you have your name on a law firm like that, there are a lot of law firms where nobody in the law firm has the name.
that's true.
So to have, you know, Michael, as a managing partner, that's got to give you a good deal of pride and satisfaction for that achievement. So my compliments to you.
But thank you.
Also, Mike, you're, the business seems to be growing again. I've seen recent announcements of hirings of new attorneys. You just expanding back to Ormond Beach. So is that a result of this growth that we're talking about, or is it an anticipation of what you see coming down the road?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of both. You know, our firm, as I said, it was easy back in the heyday to be successful and just work hard. And we were pretty much a real estate oriented type of firm. And when the bottom hit, we readily recognized that we had to change our business model, and we could no longer rely just on real estate. So we looked to expand into other practice areas, and we also looked to bring in other attorneys that would complement different practice areas in terms of having a general practice firm. And, you know, Michael is expanded out from his real estate and real estate development and activities into personal injury, and been successful with that. And then we brought Scott in for the elder law. And
Scott Sellis.
Scott Sellis. Yeah. And we have he does a great job in elder law and home health care. We have he's brought on a certified nurse to help in that area. Mark joined us, and his practice area really are the practice areas that you don't want to see him, but unfortunately that's bankruptcy, family law, and criminal law. So, you know, we've expanded, and then we've brought in some other attorneys for litigation, and then recently we brought in a gentleman by the name of Andrew Grant that's a certified tax and business lawyer. So we've expanded. And, you know, back in those days, and just to conclude on this, you know, we said, well, you know, how are we going to get through this? And getting through it was not necessarily just paying the bills and keeping the door open. Where we were successful is with our staff. We have, and I still have, some long-standing, dedicated staff people. And I told Michael back then, you know, we can measure our success by retention of our key staff people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we've been very, 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 very blessed in having that. And the people that we have with us have been with us for a long time. They've weathered the storm with us. And that's really another proud accomplishment in terms of measuring our success is maintaining our staff.
Well, you know, you're in a services business, Mike, and in a services business, you can only be successful through people. So,
no question.
Yeah. So again, thank you, sir, for joining us. Congratulations on your 40 and your next 40 years. We have been listening to Mike Cimento, the founder of Cimento Sullis Dwyer, one of the premier law firms here in Flagler County. Thanks again, Mike.
And thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
We will be right back after we hear from our sponsors. You are listening to Against All Odds.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
This is John Subers for the Florida Hospital Flagler News Update. Florida Hospital Flagler has named Robert Davis to serve as our hospital's chief nursing officer. Robert has been with Florida Hospital for over 16 years and will be responsible for planning and overseeing all administrative functions and clinical standards of practice and care for our patients. For more information, visit FloridaHospitalFlagler.com. This has been a Florida Hospital Flagler News Update.
Your partner for life.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Wetzel. Kristen, we just finished our interview with Mike Cimento, and maybe I say this too often, but I thought it was pretty interesting.
It was, and it was a little, it was like being in the room with a legend. You know, you see his name on everything, and I've never met him. It was He's pretty famous in the community.
Absolutely.
I think, a pillar almost. I mean,
I think
he's been here since
the
beginning.
For us to have him on and that he would accept our invitation. And so, I really appreciate that. So, what did you walk away from? What are the driveway moments, for you in this interview?
Well, the biggest thing I heard was these three ingredients for success: people, skills, knowledge, and hard work. I think a lot of times people question, you know, what do I need to be successful? And those three things, really, I think everyone can look at their own lives and, you know, improve on your people skills, get more knowledge, and work a little harder, those types of things. But before we go on, I was a little confused.
About what?
the Hess, how he said holidays, evenings, Saturdays, and Sundays. I didn't know what he meant. Does he mean we should take that time off, work harder? He really didn't go into it, and I was a little confused.
Well, if you think about it, before he went back to the acronym, he talked about how important hard work was. And I think what he's saying is the truth of the matter is you can't be successful, particularly not building a business or building a sustainable career, if you're only working 9 to 5, okay? So what's important is that you've got to realize that you've got this other time you've got to apply to this effort and this goal of being successful, whether it's educating yourself, you know, whether it's improving your skills, whatever it is that you have to do, you've got to make sure you leverage that.
And that's why he said it doesn't cost more to keep the office open on Saturdays.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for myself, when I was a district manager for Xerox out in San Diego, I'd go in on a Sunday mainly because the kids would be in bed. I would have already spent time on the weekend. And so Sunday after dinner, I'd head to the office and spend the rest of the night till midnight, making sure that I was ready for the next week.
You know, the good thing is, though, nowadays you don't have to go into the office.
Yeah, right.
Take it home with you. Your kids can be in bed and you can be on the couch with the laptop.
Yeah. Mike is one of those guys who really, I think we often take for granted, those of us who've come here most recently, and for myself, you know, I've lived here since 2007, so over about 7 years, but we tend to sometimes forget those who came and was in the 77th home in Palm Coast and, you know, have really built this county to where it is and to make it the type of place that would attract somebody like you and me.
You know, I think people forget that there was nothing here. A lot of us came from up north where there's always been something there. I mean, not the beginning of time, but for a really long time, there have been cities and there have been people living there. And here there was nothing. I thought it was so crazy to hear him say how back then you would go from Palm Coast to Flagler Beach to get
to
what
shop.
You need.
Yeah.
But now you go from Flagler Beach to Palm Coast to go to Target and Walmart and everything.
Yeah.
It's just, it's such a switch, like a 180 from the way it used to be, where Flagler Beach was the metropolis.
And I think this concept of a shared vision, he and others, and we're going to have some of those others here on the show as well, because I think there's something to be learned in the history of this place, and not just in the history on a piece of paper, but in the history from the people who lived it. And so we'll be bringing more guests on to do that. So, Kristen, let's talk about how people can be in touch with us.
They can download the podcast on iTunes, search for Howard Holly Presents. They can follow us or they can friend us on Facebook. And there we put a lot of tips on success. We introduce the next guests. We have background information, pictures where Howard Holly Presents on there. Or they can follow us on Twitter, Holly Presents.
Great. Super. And we're excited about our guests for next week. We'll tell you more about it next week.
Or you can go on Facebook where we're going to introduce them.
That's right. We'll do that on Thursday next week on Facebook and on our website where the picture will pop up. And my name is Howard Holly. You are listening to Against All Odds, and your name is?
Kristen Weitzel.
Ladies and gentlemen, we really wish the best of luck to you in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.